disappointed with the result, goes without saying, Andy, you know. After a brightish start for 15 minutes, we, you know, the goal's not the stuffing out of us, and we've got to react better to going behind. And that's something that's just been spoken about in the dressing room there.
And then in the second half, they scored at the end of what had been a very good spell for you.
Yeah, we got going eventually, and you know, we changed things around a little bit. Second half went to a back four, and you know, we had to change something because the way it was going, it would have just drifted along. And we'd had, you know, we'd done better in the second half, and you know, you have to give that lad credit as well. Just two very good finishes. But you know, it's a disappointing result, and the goals, you know, come at the wrong time for us, obviously.
Should you have had a penalty when Wes Fogden's shot was blocked?
Possibly. I think, you know, you're always hoping you get those little decisions, Andy, but today wasn't to be, and I think we're clutching at straws a bit, to be honest, if that's what we're hoping for.
Fair to say you didn't deserve anything from the game?
No, I think Shrewsbury were a better team today, without a shadow of a doubt. I think we've run into a decent side who are likely to go and get promoted.
Can you put your finger on what's gone wrong this week and last week? Because it had been 3 months of pretty much consistency until these two games.
Yeah, there's been a change of personnel in with injuries that we've had, but that's what you have a squad for, to cover that. But obviously the lads who have stepped out have played in that part. So we've had to make a few changes, which is always difficult when you're into the zone, as we had been. You know, the lads who have come in, it's difficult for them because they haven't been playing for too long. But we have to do better with the ball. You know, today we gave the ball away too cheaply, in my opinion, too much, and we got punished by a decent side.
You mentioned responding better when you'd fallen behind. What do you need to do to get together?
It's difficult because, you know, when you go behind, you know, the stats tell you that the first goal, you know, teams go on and win the majority of games when they get the first goal, as we did against Luton here a while ago. And that first goal really gives you something to hang on to, like Wimbledon last week and like Shrewsbury today. You know, it gives you that belief. And it's important that you retain that belief even when you go behind, and it's difficult to do that, so that's a hard ask.
You changed the system in the second half. Going forward now, because obviously there's quite a few games come up in a short spell, what do you need to do? What changes do you need to make to get back to where you were?
Yeah, I just said to the players, it's going to take a lot of hard work on the training ground to keep working, and they have to produce on the training pitch and on a Saturday. We'll have, you know, it's a bit raw at the moment to start thinking about chopping and changing things for next week. We'll assess that, and as we go through the week, we've picked up another injury today with Danny East.
What is that he suffered?
He's damaged his hamstring, so it's not. I don't know the full extent of it at the moment, but obviously Danny had to come off.
Josh Pashley was not in the squad today. Was that a selection reason? Or?
No, he was late for the game. So it's not the first time that Josh has been late. His professionalism isn't good enough, in my opinion. I've spoken to Kit Simons about it on a few occasions at Fulham. And he was well over 25 minutes late reporting to the game today. So I think it was the right decision.
Will there be any further repercussions of that?
We'll assess that Monday.
And is it something you'll think about going forward? And otherwise, you put Connor Chapman on the bench. How did you feel he did when he came on?
Yeah, it's difficult for him to come into the game, you know. He's a young lad who's got a bright future, and he is one for the future without a shadow of a doubt. You know, he's been really bright in the last couple of games when he's played for the youth team in the reserves, and he's scored goals. So I felt he deserved his opportunity today.
And just finally, an inside, if you wouldn't mind, and you've obviously got 6 games on the run-in, do the players need lifting up, or do they need more stick than carrot at the minute?
Well, you know, we've just got some feedback from them there, and it's a group thing. We've all got to do a bit better. We've had a decent run in the last 3 games. It's dipped off. You know, to take 1 point from 9 isn't good enough in the last 3 games. And, you know, 2 of those have been at home, and we certainly need to up it when we go to Carlisle next week. And we got to, you know, we'll train hard on the training pitch and keep practicing and work even work as hard as we possibly can to put it right. But at the moment, we look a little bit short of confidence and a little bit short of belief.